Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Coming up on this episode of The Entrepreneurial You.
The educational system is designed to create competition, designed to create jobs, not designed to create entrepreneurs. It's just not. It's you work with someone, you try to ask someone for help on a test. That's called cheating. That's cheating instead of like collaboration. So we're literally taught from when we're very young not to collaborate with anyone. And so when you're surrounded by that and you're different, you're like, well, is there something wrong with me? And the answer to that is no. I think there's just something wrong with everybody else.
Strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. Napoleon Hill. Hey, and greetings, my peak performer. I trust you are doing amazing today. I trust that things are going great for you. It is indeed episode 214 of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. I'm your host, Henneka Watkus Porter. I'm really excited about today's episode with Justin Bree. Now, Justin is the CEO of the PR firm Brepik Communications and author of the number one international best-selling book, Epic Business. Justin is hardwired to seek out and create viral, thought-provoking stories that the media craves. And he finds the best stories when he networks with visionary entrepreneurs and executives who understand the value of investing in themselves and their businesses. Justin believes strongly in the power of introductions and creates important relationships through those interactions and introductions. He's an extremely active member of the Entrepreneurs Organization, strategic coach, and Abundance 360. And he has an incredible global network of visionaries and exceptional businesses. So I'm super excited, super excited to have this conversation with Justin. And we're going to be talking about building an epic business and have freedom while doing it. Welcome, Justin.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this and excited to talk to someone 5-6 hours away, time zone wise. So it's very exciting for me.
Awesome. So before we dive in, you're talking about, you know, how many hours until we are away. What's the one thing that you've heard or perhaps experienced of Jamaica that stands out for you? Have you ever been here, by the way?
Yeah, so I have not. The closest I've been is Bahamas. And so I have a friend who was on the Jamaican bobsled team. And, you know, it's just a fascinating story about how that had all happened and Cool Runnings became a movie. And I think a lot of folks in the mainstream world associate Jamaica with bobsled, which is the most interesting thing ever.
Absolutely. And that is epic enough, right?
Right.
So we are going to be talking about building an epic business and have freedom while doing it. Now, Justin, you stand out to me. And here's why. Because I first met you virtually on the Win-Win Effect podcast. And man, did you drop some bombs like it was exploding the entire place, you know? So let me tell you context for the bombs that you dropped. So I was walking one morning and I was literally praying that Saturday morning and having some conflicts within myself about who I am and how I kind of really off-put some persons based on the type of person that I am. I'm driven, I'm go-getting, and I'm like, yeah. And it was a deep conflict I was having, and I was praying about it actually as I was walking. And then when I returned, it's like by divine intervention, I don't remember who shared the podcast, if it was you or the host of the podcast that shared it, but I saw it that morning and I began to listen. And when I listened, it was like confirmation that I need to, you know what, right. It's like just going through that door, you're gonna have to improve yourself, go do what you have to do, and then perhaps then, you know, you can come back and get them and you can, you know, they'll accept and recognize that what you were doing it for a reason, you know?
Yeah, so I don't believe in randomness. So if you want to call it divine intervention or however you want to call it, like just things are meant to happen when they're meant to happen. I mean, so many things like that experience happened to me every single day that I'm just like, oh, nothing is random anymore. And so just to kind of dovetail what you're talking about, at the very highest level, I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I want to hang out with. I know the clients that I have. I know the network that I have. They're all the same type of person with the same ambition. So even more importantly, I think I know who I am not. I am not someone who tolerates laziness. I'm not someone who tolerates people that ask, what do you cost or charge? I do not tolerate people that I know immediately will take away time from me spending time with, you know, my children and my wife. I will not tolerate that. And so because I know who I'm not, I know who I am, which is someone who only works with the top mindsets in the world. People that look at things as investments, not costs. People with abundance mindset. People who are visionaries. And so with that clarity of who I am, but also who I'm not, it just makes things, there's no conflict. There's no inner conflict. This is who I am, and this is my game, and I make the rules.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that is such a great place to be and liberating place to be, because
Right. Even
for me in this season, like, the conflict is over. I am absolutely sure of who I am right now. I mean, I think I kind of knew before, but I'm absolutely sure right now. I'm sure that, you know, I will not tolerate disrespect. I'm sure that I will not tolerate being the space of persons trying to dim my light and dim my intelligence and dim the person who I am. I'm
Right. Absolutely
clear on that. And I know, Justin, that can be very off-putting and uncomfortable for a lot of people. And if it is uncomfortable for them, then clearly you are with the wrong crowd.
Right. So I'm a high fact finder, constantly learning. So there's about 3 million people in Jamaica, right? 3
mm-hmm.
million.
Absolutely.
So people like you with your mindset within Jamaica, that's 0.1% of the population. So 1% of 3 million would be 300,000. So you're looking at about 3 to 30,000 people who are like you out of 3 million. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to find people like you at first. It's very hard. But what I found is, I mean, why are we talking? You're in Jamaica, I'm near Chicago. Why are we talking? Because we have the same mindset. So all my company is just tens of thousands of you on a global level. We all just have the same mindset. And all that is a magnet for people who get it, and it repels everybody else who doesn't, which is fine because, so I only work with the 0.1% of mindsets in the world, whether they're dirt broke or whether they're billionaires. I have multiple billionaires that I know who are clients. And so people who are dirt broke who have this mindset, they don't make an excuse. They'll just find a way to invest. So out of 8 billion people, I work with 8 million of them. So if people would say, oh, 0.1%. No. 8 million is a lot of people. And the 8 million employ the 8 billion. The 8 million create the technologies that employ the 8 billion. The 8 million, the 0.1%, are the ones that change the world. And those are the only people that understand what I'm talking about. They're the only ones that I work with. So it's very simple.
Yeah. And I want to talk to you about, you know, how do you feel about, you know, being in that space where you're able to own who you are, own who you're working with. And let me tell you this, I'm going to ask the question against this background, because this morning, for example, my husband showed me an article in the Jamaica Observer, which is one of our top newspaper here in Jamaica. And the article was talking about in last year that there were over 900,000 podcasts that started. And here's why this is interesting, Justin. When I started podcasting in 2017 in Jamaica, we had maybe less than a handful of people who were doing it. Nobody hardly knew what it was. When I started, I was very intentional that I saw this as a game changer for me and for marketers, and I'm going to now use it, leverage it. So I began to become an evangelist. I did the traditional radio. I go on in newspaper. I go on TV, and I consult, and I, you know, do everything podcasting, to the fact now that I got a feature on the front page of one of their thing the other day. And also the Observer is covering an article about podcasting. Who would have thought, you know?
Right.
So the question I wanted to ask you is, when did you get to that place? Because I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure if you were always that way. So when did you get to that place of being so epic, really? Because that's epic, and you're building an epic business, and you are having freedom while you're doing it. When did you get to that place?
Yeah, so people can't see this, but I just finished my run. I'm wearing a Disney, Walt Disney Daddy t-shirt. My kids are at school. My wife's at home. She works part-time now because my business is so successful. And so people can't see that, even though they're hearing that. My company makes as much money as I want to. I only work with the people I want to. I do what I like to do and what I'm good at. Okay, so, you know, a lot of people answer questions and they don't provide any meat behind it. They're just blabbing away. I'm just living what I'm talking about is my point. And so people like us are usually aliens within our own family, aliens within our community, and aliens within our own vertical. So we're just aliens. And like, again, people like us are hard to find at first. And so I was always like this. I just didn't know that until I started finding people who understood what I was talking about. And My company is a little over 4 years old. I've been in strategic coach for almost 2 years. Strategic coach is the top entrepreneurial group in the world. I mean, it just is. Any who's who knows what that is or is in it. So, and that's really helped exponentially grow my mind and my mindset. But no, I was always this way. I just didn't know that until I started my company and then realized that I'm just not like most people. I'm not. And, so it's been good to realize that and then just continue to double down more on that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think many of us are, many persons, I mean, not say us because I'm not challenged by it anymore at all. But do you think many people are challenged by the fact that they hate to feel like they're alone? They hate to feel like they're the odd one out. How much of a factor does that play in revealing one's true self?
Yeah, that's, I mean, so again, we live in an entire world of cost scarcity. You know, 99% of the world is cost scarcity. Our educational system, I'm not, you know, I don't know as much about it in Jamaica, but in the US and a lot of other countries, the educational system is designed to create competition, designed to create jobs, not designed to create entrepreneurs. It's just not. It's you work with someone, you try to ask someone for help on a test. That's called cheating. That's cheating instead of like collaboration. So we're literally taught from when we're very young not to collaborate with anyone. And so when you're surrounded by that and you're different, you're like, well, is there something wrong with me? And the answer to that is no. I think there's just something wrong with everybody else, but that's just me. But like, again, the people that understand what I'm talking about, there are only two types of people with visionary abundance investment mindset. There are only two with those three attributes. And I'll say it again, visionary abundance investment. So the two types of people with those three attributes are, one, they are running high six-figure US dollars, six-figure to 10-figure businesses. They see their families whenever they want to, and they do what they like to do, what they're good at, or they're going to be one of those people. They're not there revenue-wise yet, but they will be because they have that mindset. And the overwhelming majority of people are not like that at all. That's why they have jobs, or they fizzle out as entrepreneurs, or, you know, they don't do anything. So that's just how it is. I just know that my people, my tribe, is just people with those three attributes on a global level. I talk to more people in Canada than I do in Chicago. I talk to more people in Australia than I do in Chicago because that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're located. It doesn't matter the vertical you're in. It doesn't matter how big the company is. The only vertical I don't work in is politics. And not because I don't like politicians, but it's just the opposite of visionary abundance investment mindset. It's the opposite of everything I believe in. But other than that, it doesn't, none of that matters. That's just landing the plane. It's just, if you have the right mindset, it attracts the right network and creates the right opportunities. It's very simple. Right mindset attracts right network, creates right opportunities.
Absolutely. I can relate. I remember when I again started podcasting and I decided I'm going to go for the top of the top of the top, like coming right on Friday, the 5th of, I know by the time this airs, it would have gone, but interviewing Lisa Nichols live, did Seth Godin live as well. And I reach out, you know, and those persons, I'm able to connect with them because of what I bring to the table. And it's always about a win-win. I remember even when we both reach out, I just knew it was so divine because when right. I was listening to you, I thought to myself, yes, I've got to have you on my podcast. But of course, I was having some conversations with you on everything. And then when you reach out to me and say, hey, you know, it would be good to be on the podcast, like, hey, it was already done in, you know, in the atmosphere, as we say, it was right, already released. So it's important. We've been talking about mindset, and clearly that has a lot to do with business. And perhaps somebody may jump in the conversation or coming at some point and think to themselves, oh, the topic's about building an epic business, and they're only talking about is mindset. But of course, that's all we're going to be talking about. Because
business is a byproduct of the mindset. All of this other stuff is a byproduct of your mindset.
Absolutely. All of it, Justin. And so I know that you were in a full-time job, and then you decide that, you know what, based on what happened, you're going to quit. And well, not quit, but you're going to start your own business. I want you to tell that story, Justin, and then we take it from there.
Sure. So just past the 4 year anniversary of when I worked my entire 20 year journalism career to become an editor in downtown Chicago. And so I was doing that February 10, 2017, had a 5 minute meeting with the company's owner and managing editor where they cut my salary in half. Nothing I had done wrong, but it's just, that's just what happens in journalism. So tried to find a full-time job, couldn't find a job, incorporated my company, which is called Brepik, April 16, 2017. For the next 6 weeks, I reached out to 5,000 people to get my first five clients. So 1 out of 1,000 folks said yes, 999 no's for every yes. Got the fifth client, it was June 1st. June 2nd, I resigned. And June 5th, Robert Feeder, he's the top media columnist in the Midwest of the United States, he did a story. I started my own firm. So that was just to get the firm started. And again, most people can't, there's no way most people can do that. They just can't. My genetics, in my blood, I'm genetically easily able to do that. Like, there's just no excuses. You just figure it out, you get it done. And that's just entrepreneur life. That's just the start of entrepreneur life. Can't do that, don't become an entrepreneur. It's very simple.
And obviously that's the theme that runs straight through all successful persons. I remember talking with Seth Godin and I played kind of a devil's advocate. And I said, you know what, when I picked up your book first, you know, I thought to myself, had Henica Watkins Porter wrote this book, perhaps nobody would want to read it. But because you're Seth Godin, you write this book and it's okay. Now, and it's a great book, by the way, but I just, you know, played that with him. And he says, well, you weren't around when I got 800 rejection letters.
Yeah, you didn't see that. You didn't see me at 3 in the morning when I had zero clients and zero. No. Yeah. That's it. That's that short summarization of what, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's entrepreneur life. And so most people, Inc. Magazine just published a column I wrote through Entrepreneurs Organization about what the four things that I've seen over and over and over and over. So all I do is hear blah, 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 and I see patterns, right? That's how my brain works. I simplify everything. And so I have not met one entrepreneur at the highest level. And I'm not talking nickel and dime businesses. I'm talking about highest level peak performers, people that thought podcasts would be a good idea when nobody knew what podcasts. I'm talking about, like, that's who I'm talking about, people like you. So I have not met one who's not overcome at least one of the following four things. Most are two or three, and some are all four. Seth's probably all four. I don't know that, but I'm guessing he is. So the four things are bankruptcy or potential bankruptcy, two, depression, three, the highest level of anxiety you can imagine, and four, likely and or possible traumatic experiences as a child or young adult. That is entrepreneur life.
Yeah, and I want you to repeat those.
Oh, yeah, I talk fast, but...
Just those four, because they are solid. I mean, I listen to you all the time, so I want you to repeat them for my community, because those are solid.
And if you want to put the link to the Inc. article, I can send
absolutely.
That to you. So, yeah, so it's bankruptcy or potential bankruptcy, two, depression, three, the highest level of anxiety you can imagine, and four, likely and or possible traumatic experiences as a child or young adult. So Seth Godin, 800 rejections, whatever. People with the wrong mindset, they'll just make an excuse and stop doing it. There are no excuses at the highest level. There are no excuses, none. You either can do it or you can't do it. And I just can do it. I just keep doing it. There are no excuses.
Wow, it seems as if I've checked all boxes.
Right. Yeah, so here's the interesting thing, because we're not doing this on video.
Right.
So when I do these interviews on video, I see the host nodding one, nodding two, nodding three. Sometimes they don't nod. So you're in all four. That's why you're incredibly, really, really successful. I'm three of those. Usually it's two or three. Mm-hmm. I don't meet a lot of all fours. Because again, all I do is simplify and see patterns. I've seen that you can't see my hand, but you have to be down here to understand how to get up there. Like, I just don't see getting up to the top without understanding what the bottom's like, because when you're at the bottom, there's nowhere else to go.
But
that, you know, and that unfortunately happens sometimes, but no, there's, where else are you going to go? So yeah. you figure it out.
Yeah. When you're down, the only thing you can do is look up. I mean, Les Brown says something to the equivalent of that, you know? Believe me, just talking with you, you're just kind of sending off a lot of light bulbs in my head. And I'm connecting to a lot of the things that you were saying. In fact, just one of the things that made me so much more resolute in determining and deciding who I am and who I'm not was that I just went through I've gone through several traumatic experiences, but I've gone through one recently, which I think was beyond anything that I've ever experienced, which was a challenge with my health in April. And that lasted for a couple of months, you know, well, and I'm still healing. So, you know, just being in that space and being given a second chance, you know that you are going to make the best use of it. You are getting a second chance through entrepreneurship. And I'd like to hear Justin talk about the freedom aspect of it, because right now we've been talking indirectly and somewhat directly too about building that epic business and what is required. And it's just the overarching theme is the mindset. But how can you have freedom? Because initially we start businesses, entrepreneurship, because we are chasing freedom. And then we get stuck in a rut. How does one have freedom while building an epic business such as yours, such as Brepik?
Yeah, so my entire, and this is a strategic coach thing as well, my entire life, I'll tell you what my unique ability is, meaning what I like to do and what I'm good at, and that's to be a connecting superhero for every visionary, abundance, investment, mindset entrepreneur, and share their stories with the world. So that's 100% of my day. Not 99, 100%. And then I just spend time with my family. And so that's it. Like, I don't do anything that I'm not exceptionally good at and that I don't like to do. I either hire the best person, outsource to the best person to do it, or I just don't do it. And a lot of entrepreneurs get into trouble because they try to be everything for everyone. And I'm the exact opposite of that. My company is the highest performing genius level thing for one type of person. And so it weeds out all the noise and nonsense and focuses on people that want to be great. And not only are great, but they want to be greater. They're not settling for greatness. They want to be even greater than greatness. And that's how I am. I just that's how I am. And so my baseline, this is my baseline. If I talk to someone and I immediately can know this, but because I talk to so many people, if I realize they're going to annoy me or take away time from my children, I'll never talk to that person again, ever. And that's a pretty good baseline. A lot of people don't have the courage to do that, burning bridges or whatever. No. Because someone who's going to annoy me and take away time from my children, they're going to introduce me to someone who's also going to annoy me and take away time from my children, because they only hang out with people like that. And so the people I hang out with, they only hang out with people who think like me. So they gladly introduce me to other people that think like me. And again, those are the ones that are running high six-figure to 10-figure businesses, or they will be. So it just weeds out all that extra junk that I have no time for anyway.
Weeding out the noise and the nonsense. Now that is epic.
Well, that's all it is. That's all my company is. It's just weeding out noise and nonsense. And less is more.
Right.
It's always interesting to me because I talk to a lot of people and they're like, I raised my rates 2% or 3%. I go, no. My company took off when I quintupled my rates, and I just doubled them again because people with the And I say again, in the last couple of months, because the people that, with the investment mindset, they don't care. They'll invest. Good investment. They know that. Every investment I've made over five-figure U.S. dollars it's just led to endless greatness in my life. Endless. Because it's a good investment, and you're in a room with the right people doing the right things.
Mm-hmm. And how do you get in the room with the right people?
Yeah, so that's a good question because it talks about a lot of things that we've already talked about. When I first started, I was in these lower-level Nunnik networking groups, and I'm like, I don't need a painter. I don't understand charging by the hour or not, $2.99 a month. I'm like, no. I don't think like that. And so I just found I had a lot of mentors, and one of them recommended Strategic Coach, and it's 10K US to be in that. I'd easily invest 50K US a year to be in that, because it's the best of the best of the best. And so as simple it is, you get what you pay for. And so the more you invest, the better payoff it is for business, but really for my brain and my mindset is being in the right room with the right people.
You know, Justin, we've been talking, and surely you have so far left a lot of nuggets. And as we're about to wrap our conversation, I'd want for you to share, for someone who is listening to this podcast now, they're not at that level where they can invest in themselves and invest to earn that kind of a money. What would you say to them to get to that level, the first step that they can take to get to that level?
Yeah, that's interesting, because that's what I mean. There are no excuses. You just figure it out. So scratch and claw your way to that. To get into Strategic Coach is 200K revenue. That's the threshold, 200K US. But no, the right people will find a way to do that. There's not going to be a first step. They're already past first step. They're just going to do it. And that's all there is to it. So you just figure it out. So that's a general answer to that. But the people are asking that, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. You just have to do it. Seth Godin didn't ask that question.
It's interesting. I was about to reference a part of our conversation that I had with Seth as well. And when I asked Seth about a roadmap, he pretty much gave the same answer. There really isn't. I mean, there are a ton, but there isn't. So you're going to have to, he referenced Bob Marley and how he had to believe, whereas Chris Blackwell may have taken some, interest and help, but he was the one, Bob Marley, who had to believe. And so I believe essentially what you both are saying is that it's a belief, it's a mindset. It gets back right back to what we've been talking about all along. There's no getting around it. You cannot want to be an eagle and be hanging out with chickens. You cannot want to be the best, but every day you're having negative self-talk,
right?
And
Why
your attitude.
Figure it out. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. Because there's no sympathy. There's no sympathy because You either can do this or you can't. And I have tremendous empathy for the people who can do it, because you have to put yourself in a position that most people wouldn't even, they won't take that first step. They'll never even try to take that. They won't even think about taking the first step. You just do it. Take the first step, then take the second step. If the first step doesn't work, you find another step. If that doesn't work, you find another step. If you talk to 800 people, you get zero out of it. You talk to 801. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Be willing to get that 999 no, so that you can get to a yes.
Not only be willing, but that's just whatever. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Time has flown by right. So quickly, because we're really having fun. And I mean, when I met you online, I began to put some articles down, because I want to walk in your shoe in a lot of ways. So, you know, and success does leave clues. So, you know, it's a pleasure for me to be talking with you, Justin. And I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to just share a little, how persons may get in touch with you. And I know your book as well, you want to share just a summary of what it's about too.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So the book's called, it's always funny because during these interviews, never talk about my company, never talk about the book, because it doesn't matter. None of that's just byproduct. But the book it's called Epic Business. It's an international bestseller in 6 countries, number one for entrepreneurship in US. Chris Voss, who wrote Never Split the Difference, did the foreword. So if you like how I talk, the book's exactly the same way. Boom, 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 boom. No excuses.
To the point.
Yeah. Just get it done. So Epic Business, and my company's called Brepic. And I really appreciate this.
Yeah, man. Justin Breen, it has been a pleasure. I really, really am grateful, you know, for the time that you spent with me, took time to share with me and my audience. And I'm really happy about that. So thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. I wish it was as sunny here as it is there, I'm guessing. And we'll talk soon, my friend.
Yes. And thank you too to my peak performer for tuning in to this episode with Justin Breen. I so look forward to connect with you next week. I really am looking forward to that. I'm always excited to bring you all these amazing, amazing folks around the world who are doing great things. But in the meantime, in between time, you can connect with me for all things podcasting, whether it's my book, whether it's coaching, podcast production, online course, or just to, you know, touch base and see how I can help you on your journey to become an amazing podcaster. Just go to hennikawatkisporter.com and send me a WhatsApp from my homepage. And remember, I want you to put in action to, you know, some of the things that Justin shared, and remember some of the things that he shared about the fact that he got 99 no's before he got to his yes. Remember that you need a vision and abundance and investment mindset. Remember, you need to have those if you want to move forward. Remember, it's all about you wanting it so badly that you're not going to let anybody else pull you down from it. And I leave this week's point of hope with you. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. 1 Timothy 4 verse 15. And believe me, that verse, that point of hope, connecting so much with what we've been talking about already. So until next time, walk good.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.